AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Gunmen at a mall in the Houston area. Several people shot. Police say they have shot the gunman, but we don't know the conditions of any of those who've been shot. Again, an active shooter at a mall in the Houston area has been taken down by police after wounding several people. No other details yet. A neighbor describes the gunman suspected of killing five people at a mall in Burlington, Washington, Friday night as creepy, rude, and obnoxious. He'll be in court today. Our Sandy Kozel reports he's been there before.
Authorities have not disclosed a motive for the shooting and say they have ruled out nothing. Arkan Chaitin had a series of run-ins with the law in recent years, including charges he assaulted his stepfather. Court records show more than a half dozen criminal cases in Washington State's Island County alone since 2013.
Tomorrow morning, we'll all be talking about who said what at tonight's first presidential candidates debate. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in their first face-to-face matchup of the presidential election season, live on every major TV and cable news network. Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook says they don't know what to expect.
We don't know whether Trump is going to show up to try to have a serious discussion of the issues or whether he's going to bully. We've seen him bullying Hillary with some mean tweets the last few days. We just don't know who will be there.
Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway.
I don't see that there are two versions of Donald Trump. What I see is that he's not going to be robotic and scripted, which we know Hillary Clinton is.
Political analyst David Anderson says somebody could win or lose the White House tonight.
Historically, debates can lead anywhere from a 2 to a 6 point change in the polls, which at this point could either push Hillary Clinton into a rather decisive lead or switch things around and provoke Donald Trump to take him into a commanding lead.
The debate begins at 9 tonight Eastern. This is AP Radio News. Golf has lost a swashbuckling great who spearheaded the sport's growth in the era of TV. Tom Marion reports on the death of Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer, the man who popularized modern golf, died Sunday at the age of 87. Palmer, whose widespread following was known as Arnie's Army, won 4 Masters titles, 2 British Opens, and the 1960 U.S. Open, as well as 55 other PGA Tour events. Palmer's popularity extended well beyond the golf course in the end of his playing career, as he starred in numerous commercials for major products, even having a popular drink named after him. He was awarded both the Presidential Medal of Freedom and the Congressional Gold Medal. He was the AP's 1960s Athlete of the Decade. Tom Merriam, New York.
The Miami Marlins are mourning teammate Jose Fernandez, who was killed in a boating accident yesterday at the age of 24. Authorities say he was killed with 2 other people when their boat slammed into a small pier off Miami Beach. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.